We're up to Nun Cheshamet Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Menayin Shelo Yehidover Kodem Atomit Shoshachar. How do you know that you're not allowed to make any other korbanos before the Atomit Shoshachar? Talmud Lomar V'orach Oleho Ha'ola. My Talmud, how do we learn from that pasuk? V'orach Oleho Ha'ola. Amarava Ha'ola Ola Rishona. Ha'ola. The first Ola you can bring is after the Korban HaTomit. You can't bring anything. Menayim Shein Dover Korv Acher Tomit Shobein Harbayim. How do you know you can't bring any korbanos after the Tomit Shobein Harbayim? Talmud Lomar V'hikter Oleho Achel V'hashlamim. My Talmud, how do we learn from that pasuk? The Hikter Aleho is going on the Korban HaTomit, Shobin Orbayim, Chelvi HaShlamim, Amrabaya, Aleho HaShlamim, Tlo Al Chaver HaShlamim. Any Shlamim that you bring can only be brought before that Aleho, before it, but not after it. Maskif Lo Rav, Eim HaShlamim Hudlo Nakrif, Ha'olos Nakrif, maybe it's only Shlamim not, but all those you could bring. Elam HaRav HaShlamim. Aleho Hashleim Kol HaKorbanos Kulam. Finish all the korbanos before you bring the Tamid Shobein Horbayim. Rashi. Menayim Shlo Yedover Nikter V'Marocha Mishener Choshachar is called the Tamid Shoshachar. How do you know that from the time that you make the Marocha for the daytime Avoda, that you can't have any other Avoda before that? Tamid Loma V'Orech Aleho. Immediately after you prepare the fire on the Mizbeah, the first korban has to be the korban atomid. How do we know that the first ola means the korban atomid? Ha'ola ola rishona. Midloksi v'orach oleha ola. Ela ha'ola ha'chi komar. V'orach oleha andi. On the fire, on the Mizbeach. Miyad, ha'ola ha'chashuva ha'mura t'chila l'chol ha'olos. Bring that first ola. Don't bring anything else before you bring the korban tomid shel shachris. V'hainu olos tomid, the parshas korbanos, the korban tomid xiberation. The parsha of Pinchas, the first korban mentioned is the korban tomid of shachris. The hiktir oleho atomid koi. In the afternoon, the hiktir oleho is going on the korban atomid. The Sefer de Krohu, V'hachi Komar, V'hikter al ha'ola ha'zos, Kolomar achareho achel v'yashlamim. Versus the Eim HaShlamim Hudlo Karvi. Maybe it's only Shlamim you can't bring after the Tomit Shobein Horbayim. They have to be brought after the Tomit Shoshachar, but not after the Tomit Shobein Horbayim. HaShlamim, Lashon HaShlem. We darshan the word HaShlamim means HaShlem. Finish up all the korbanos before you bring the Tomit Shobein Horbayim. Tomit Shobein Horbayim. Oh, we need to get your kids. Go on. Okay, and the Tosis brings down over here that we have Maisa Tupsukim for all of these things. One comes to tell me that the Shechita and the Avodah Saddam has to be first, you can't shecht any other korban before the Tomit Shoshachar. And the other is you can't be makter any korban before the, even if you were shechted, the korban shoshachar, you have to be makter that before you're makter any other korbanos. But when it comes to the Tomit Shobein Horbayim, it's only the haktorah that's also after the, what's it called, the Tomit Shobein Horbayim. And also Tosha says that it's only possible mit rabban, if you brought something before the Tomit Shoshachar and after the Tomit Shobein Horbayim, it's only possible with the Rabbanan. And the Rambam holds not possible at all. But Minat Torah, it's not possible. It's Aser, but it's not possible. And this essay, the Hiktir Olev, an essay on it, you have to bring it. There's a few shaitas. One is it a real essay, or is it just a Lav HaBomichlav essay? Bring this. Bring all the korbanos before Mashma. Don't bring anything after. And, or no, there's a mitzvah saseh to bring all the korbanos before. And if you don't do that, you mavakel that essay. And another shaila is whether it's part of tarig mitzvah. It could be a bona fide lav habomichlal saseh, but it's not counted in the minion of tarig mitzvah. The Ramban counts it in the minyan, and the Rambam doesn't. Okay. Tom Rabbanan, Tommy Korban Pesach. However, the Korban Pesach is an exception. Korban Pesach comes after the Tommy Chobain Horbayim. Pesach Korban Ktoris. The Korban Pesach comes before the Hakshrav of Ktoris. Ktoris Kodemus Laneros, and the Ktoris comes before Hadlokas Laneros in the afternoon. Why? You Ucher Dover, Shenemer Bo Be'erev, Ubein Horbayim, Ladover Shulanemer Bo Be'erev, Elabein Horbayim Bovan. By the Korban HaTomid it says Bein Horbayim. By Pesach it says Bo'erev Bein Horbayim, both of them. So something that says Bo'erev and Bein Horbayim is later than something that says only Bein Horbayim. Rashi, Tomid Shobein Horbayim Kodol Pesach. Lektoris Shobein Horbayim. The Ktoris that they had to bring in the afternoon, right? They brought Ktoris in the morning and Ktoris in the afternoon, right? So that Ktoris came after the Pesach, the Neros, the Locus Neros, and the Neros were even after the Ktoris. Yuchar Dover, time of the Reisha come before. It's going back on the Reisha that the Korban Pesach comes after the Korban Atomid. Tomid Kodim Le Pesach. The Din Hu Shi Yuchar HaPesach Shenemo Ba'erev Ubein Harbayim Tizbechas HaPesach Ba'erev. The Shach Shul Sal Bein Harbayim. Right, two different psukim. One says Ba'erev, one says Bein Harbayim. But those two words make it later than something the Talmud Shalom Nemar Bo Ela Esakev Esashenit Hase Bein Harbayim. Mar says Ihachi Ktoris Veneris Nomi Nikadma LePesach. If that's the case, the Korban Pesach should come after Ktoris and Hadlakas Veneris too. Yuchar Dover Shenemar Bo Be'erav Bein Harbayim Dover Shalom Nemar Bo Ela Bein Harbayim Bovat. By the Neros and the Ktoris it also only says Bein Harbayim. And by Pesach it says Bo'erev and Bein Harbayim. So Pesach should be later, should be done after the Ktoris and the Neiros too. When it's a Shani Hasam, to meet Rachmana Oso. There is a special meal that the last thing you do is the Neiros. The Tanya, Me'erev Adboker, we're learning now the Psukim of the Hadlokas HaNeiros. It says the Neiros should burn Me'erev Adboker. Tein Lo Midasa should take the Lekas Me'erev Adboker. Right, make an amount that will burn from what's it called, night to morning. We could burn the whole night. So that they had to figure out for the longest nights the shear of the shemen. That doesn't mean that in the short nights it burnt during the day. But what they did was they had one shear of shemen that would burn with a thin wick the whole night, or an average wick. And then when it came short nights, they made thicker wicks so it would burn, what's it called, burn faster. So it always burnt the duration of the night, but it was enough oil that if you used an average wick, it would be able to burn the whole night. Dover Achers, that's one thing we learn from that pasuk. Ein l'cha avoda shekshera me'erev adboker elazu. There's no avoda that's kosher after the hadlakas neiros. In other words, that's Be'erev. And Adboker, this one alone. My timer, Amar Kro Yaruch Oso Aaron of Me'erev Adboker. Only it is Me'erev Adboker. Also Me'erev Adboker. The Ein Dover Acher Me'erev Adboker. The Iskish Ktoris the Neiros. And the Ktoris is a heckish between the Ktoris and the Neiros, just like the Neiros have to be the last thing, so the Ktoris also has to be together with it. Rashi, Yehachid, Torahs, Veneris, Nami, Lekadmu, Lepesach, Mishum, Haitaim, Agufe, Yehuchar, Dover, right? By the Torahs and the Neris, Chad, Bein, Harbayim, Ksiv, Uvahalos, Aharon, Saneros, Bein, Harbayim, Naktirena, Uvein, Harbayim, Atarvayukoi. And it says, when Aharon is mad with the Neros, that's when you bring the Torahs. So when it says Bein, Harbayim, it's going on both of them. But it doesn't say, Bo'era, Bein, Harbayim, just Bein, Harbayim. So Mar says to me, Rachmana Gabineris, no, the special meal by Hadlokas HaNeiros, Oso Me'erev Adboker, Vein Acher Me'erev Adboker. The Ein Lecha Avoda Ksheira Acharei LaHaskel. You can't have any other avoda that you start in the evening that will now be kosher through the night. Tein Lo Midasa Tekatzi Lug L'chol Ner. Make an amount of oil that will burn even the longest nights. Don't have a shear that in the longest night won't be enough. make the oil enough that it'll burn even in the longest night. And it's one standard shear. So they use that same shear the whole year. The iskis k'toris l'neiros, man neiros ein avodek shear achareha, achotoris ein avodek shear achareha. Just like the neiros, there's no other avoda that's done after hadlakas haneiros. Same thing goes with the k'toris. The Tanya Kikushin. We have a brisa that says what we thought to begin with, the kasha we had, the chora, the korban pesach, should come after the k'toris and the neiros. Because there it says, ben horbaim, and by korban pesach it says, ba'erev and ben horbaim. Tomid kodem k'toris, the brisa says, the korban tomid comes before the k'toris, k'toris kodemus l'neiros, and the k'toris comes before the neiros kodemus l'pesach, and hachinami, the korban pesach is the last thing. Yeuchar davar shenemrabo ba'erev ubein horbaim, the davar shalenemrabo elebein horbaim muvad. I, Voksiv also, according to this brisa, that the order is tamid, neiros, k'toris, and then korban pesach, not like we said before the other brisa, that korban pesach is the, what's it called, before the k'toris and the neiros. What are they going to do with the pasuk also? Right? That yaruch also me'erev ha'boker. Hi, Osomi Boyle Mutti Avodah Shibifnim. That comes to tell me other Avodos inside the Hechel. Not Avodos outside the Hechel. Avodos inside the Hechel. Umayni Uktoris. That the Ktoris is not after the Hadlakas Neros. Sokadaita Chamina, Hoyaluksi, Bahalos, Alas, Haneros, Benhu, Abayim, Yakti Reno, Ema Nadlik Neros, Bereisha, Bahadanakti Ktoris. I might think it says when Aaron makes the Neros, then he should make the Ktoris. Mashma, the Ktoris should come after the Neros. The Ktoris is done also inside the Hechel on the Mizbeach Hazov. Miet Rachmona also. No, only the Neros have to be last. Elabein Harbaim, Yaktiren Alam, at least. Why do you say Bein Harbaim? The Maisa, if the Ktoris is before the Neros, why does it put them together in one pasuk and tell me the same time for both of them? Hachi kom rachmona be'idlin the madlekas neiros te mekatra k'toris. When you're lighting the candles, you should have already made the k'toris. K'toris comes before hadlakas neiros. That's how Rashi learns. And others learn it just like in the morning. You're makter the k'toris between the five neiros and the two neiros. You split up the hadlakas haneiros with the k'toris. In the afternoon, you do the same thing. You're marked to the Ktoris between Hadlokas Chamish Neiros and the Hadlok of the two other two Neiros, the Neiros Hamarothi. Rashi. But according to Rashi, you do all the Ktoris before Hadlokas Haneiros in the afternoon. And it means that when you're going to light the Neiros, you should have already made the Ktoris. Rashi. Tomid kodem k'toris, the Torah kodem l'neiros. Time of Mephorish b'seder yom, b'perek omer lema m'muna. Mar explains this brisa why the kodem tomid comes before the Torah, the Torah comes before the neiros. Ha'hu l'mutei avodah shebifnim, ha'hu oso lav l'mutei pesach osa, shehi avodah schutz. That oso is not to tell me that no avoda is mutter after hadlokas haneiros. Only avodos similar to hadlokas neiros that are done inside the heichal. The mistaber dechi kam emayit avodos pnim dechavosik emayit. When it excludes, it excludes something similar to itself, which is something done in the heichal. Neiros avodos pnim uktoris avodos pnim. Hadlokas haneiros is done inside the heichal on the menorah, and the ktoris is made on the mizbeach hazov inside the heichal. Korban pesach is nikrav on the mizbeach hachitzona outside in the azorah. What it means is when you light the candles, you already should have been makter the k'toris. Okay, Tamar Rabbanan. Ein l'chadover shekodim l'tamid shel shachar el k'toris b'vad. There's nothing that comes before the tamid shel shachar. The only thing that you bring before the tamid shel shachar is the k'toris. That taka is brought before the tamid shel shachar. Shenemar bo baboker baboker. Because the Korban HaTomid says Boker. And this says Baboker, Baboker. So the Ktoris comes before. Right? What we learned before, that nothing comes, that's Korbanos. No Korban can be Shechted or be Nikter before the Tomid Shel Shachar. But Ktoris is not the Korban. So that comes before the Tomid Shel Shachar. the Yukram Ktoris, Dovish and Emer, Baboker, Baboker, the Seed, the Hikter, Allah, Aaron, Ktoris, Samim, Baboker, Baboker, the Dovish, Lo Nemer, Boyle, Boker, Echon. The Emer, Dovish, Masaki, Vacher, Tomit, Shobain, Harbaim, Electoris, Veneris, there's nothing that's brought after the Tomit, Shobain, Harbaim. This is like we learned before, except Ktoris, Neros, and Pesach, Umachusar, Kippurim, Be'erva, Pesach. A person who was once a Zav, or a Zava, or a Yoledis, that had to bring a carbon, and they forgot to bring the carbon on Erev Pesach. And they already were makriv the carbon, Tamid Shobein Harbayim, so they're called Mechusar Kippurim. So if they don't bring their carbon that day, they're not going to be able to eat the carbon Pesach that night. So even though there's an essay that you're not allowed to bring that carbon, because you have to finish off the day with the korban haTamid, but they bring their korban after the Tamid Shabbein Harbayim, and they go to the mikveh and they eat korban Pesach at night. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel ben Benoch Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka Omer at Mechusar Kippurim b'Shari Mos Hashanah Shetova v'Ochel b'Kodesh l'Erev. Even a regular Mechusar Kippurim, not Erev Pesach, not that he has to eat korban Pesach. But the fact that he should be able to eat korban al stam is doche the essay of not bringing korban al after the Talmud Shabbat Harbayim. Somebody on a regular day forgot to bring his korban to enable him to eat kodshim, right? A yoledis on the 41st day after his zachar. So she, what's it called? She forgot to bring her korban. Now, if she doesn't bring that korban that day, she's not going to be able to eat kodshim till the next day. Not going to be able to eat kachim. So, and eating kachim, Rashi learns, is an essay. So, therefore, and they already brought the carbon tamid shobein harbayim. So we permit her to bring the carbon, even though it's docha, the essay, for the kohen, of not bringing something after tamid shobein harbayim, to enable her to makayim her essay of eating korbanos. And on Erev Pesach, even more, in order to eat Korban Pesach, which is an essay she ate for Korban. The Gemara says, let's see Rashi till here. Ein lecha davar be'ishim, kodem v'tomit shoshachar elektoris. Nothing brought on the fire of the Mizbeach, right? It's not a Korban, but it's burnt on the Mizbeach, on the fire. Only the Ketoris shoshachar comes before the tomit shoshachar. Shenemar bo b'parshis v'yata t'tzada b'boker b'boker u'v'tamid l'oksuiv el'echad boker u'mechosar kippurim k'go mitzora ozob sheshachach v'lohegi kaporoso kodim l'tamid, right? A mitzora ozob who on the day that they become tar, so they have to bring a korban, and until they bring that korban they can't eat kodshim. Lo yivienu lo yochel Pesach, or if it's Erev Pesach, they won't be able to eat Korban Pesach that night. The Mechusar Kippurim also b'kodshim, v'onish kares. Now he's chayiv kares, right, if he eats kodshim when he's in Mechusar Kippurim. Shetovel v'afal pi shetovel esmo b'shvi shalo, even though on the seventh day, right, Yoledis, on the 40th day, right, is tovel. And then she brings her korbanos on the 41st day after a zachar. She has to be tovel again. So litbol acher shevi kaparoso. Tisnan bechomer b'kodesh ha'onim v'amechusar kippurim tzrichim tefila l'kodesh. Before she can eat kachim, even though she was tovel already, after she brings the korban, she has to be tovel again. But she doesn't need haris shemesh. And even though the Gemara is mashma that ochel kachim la'eref, only at night, after the sun sets, that's only because of korban Pesach it said that. Because Korban Pesach can't eat except at night. But really, as soon as she goes to the mikveh, or he goes to the mikveh, on the day that he brings the korban, he, what's it called, can immediately eat kodshim. B'shar Yemos HaShana, in Hevi Shalmi Nedova, Kodem HaTomid, person brought a shlomim before the Tomid, the Hu Hayom Mechusar Kippurim, the Lo Yavi Kaparos Lo Yochel HaShlomim, if he doesn't bring his korban now, he won't be able to eat that shlomim. Now, she brought a shlom, he's allowed to bring the carbon, he can't eat it. Mechusar Kippurim. He has somebody else, the Kohen made the carbon for him. So the carbon is there, waiting to be eaten by the Kohen and by the Bailim. Right? And Rashi learns, the Mitzvah Saseh, the Siva, Achlu, Osoma, Shekupa, Behem. Alma achilas kodshim asehu. It's a mitzvah asay to eat kodshim. Bein hanecholim lekohanim, bein hanecholim Yisrael. Whether it's parts that are eaten by the Kohen is a mitzvah, or the part that's eaten by regular Yisrael, by the Shlomit. The Yisrael eats most of the animal. It's a mitzvah to do that. So now this guy brought a shlomim. He's not going to be able to kind of the mitzvah of eating the shlomim, because he didn't bring his korban, what's it called, for his tzaras, or for his ziva, or a yoledes. So the hashlomah le hashlim, so we're matcha, the essay of hashlomah. The Kohen is allowed to bring his korban after the korban, what's it called, the hatamit, right? Because the essay of eating korbanos is docha, the essay of not bringing a korban after the korban atomim. He wasn't asked why. Someone says, Bishlama la tanakama yavo essay de pesach sheyesh bokores, the yidcha essay da shlama sheyem bokores. Right? By the, what's it called, the essay of korban, eating korban pesach, if you don't bring korban pesach, you're going to be chayiv kores. So, essay of Pesach is a much more chomer essay than the essay of not bringing a korban after the Talmud Shabbin Harbayim. Ela of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, my umi the high essay, me high essay. What's the difference? Why should we madcha the essay of Hashlama because of the essay of eating kodesh? The Rambam learns that there is no essay of eating kodesh, only for a Kohen. The Kohen has an essay. But the Yisrael has no essay. And he learns this Gemara that the essay we're talking about is the essay to become tahor. A person has to become tahor at the earliest time. He has to be fit to eat kodshim. Can't remain tamei. So when the Torah said that a person should to become tahor and bring a korban to become tahor, that's an essay. Amar Avin, Amar Rav Chisda, Hacha b'chatas ha'of askinan. She'en l'mizbeach el adama. No, enochinami. We're not talking about where you have to actually be maktir the or be makriv the what's it called the animal. We're talking about a chatas ha'of, where the only thing that the mizbeach gets is the blood. There's no haktor. Right, Rashi. Hacha dekomer Rabbi Shmuel at mechusar kippurim the mitzora oni komer. He's talking about one specific case, a mitzora oni. Shemedi chatos ha'ov v'necheles v'kohanim. The whole chatos is eaten. Nothing goes on in this beach except the blood. The ein bo haktor. The essay da hashlama gabe haktoratsi. The hitir alav chel ve hashlamin. You can't make any haktoros. You can't burn anything right after. That doesn't mean you, that means you can't make a new carbon after. But the carbonos that were made before, you can continue burning all night. Because that's not avodas hayom, that's avodas halayla. Right? But any korban that you're going to bring, what's called after the tamid, that can't be nikta. The tarish of mechusri kapara tolu yibachatas. And even though a mitzora has to bring a few korbanos, the ikar tahara, the gabi eating kodshim, is tolu yibachatas. The chatas is the one that makes the difference. Our Papa Omar, so that's what it's talking about. It's talking about a mitzora who brought all his other korbanos. He brought the asham already, and the only thing he didn't bring was the chatas, and he's an ani. So he doesn't bring a chatas of an animal, where part of it is brought in his beach. He brings only a chatas of an oaf. And nothing goes on the mizbeach except for the blood. Everything else is eaten by the Kohanim. What? It could be that in that situation you agree. He just adds that. It's not a machlokas. Rapapa Amar Afilu Tema Bachatas Behema. Now Rapapa says that Rabbi Shmuel can be talking even about a chatas behema. Malo malina barosh shemizbeach, and you're not makter it. The problem is like this: if you're not makter it, then by the morning comes, it's possible because it's lina. Lina means a night passed over the carbon; it becomes possible. So there's a machlokas whether you leave something on the mizbeach, weren't makter it. You just leave it on the mizbeach, not burnt. overnight. Does it become possible in the morning or not? One man, the Omer, says, Lina Moeles, Barosh HaShemizbeach, that Lina passels things that are on this Beach too. And the other man, the Omer, says, Lina doesn't passel. So, Rabbi Papa explains, Rabbi Shmuel, that he's talking about a regular chatos, and you don't matter it on the Mizbeach, you leave it on the Mizbeach, so it doesn't become possible, because something on the Mizbeach doesn't become possible overnight, and the next morning you matter it after the Tomitz of Shachar. Aymar says, Vayika Asham, the Maisha, that's very good about the chatos, but he has to also bring an Asham. So Bishlam of a Papa Hainu Dumalinva. Right? So it's the same thing. You bring the Asham and you also put it on the Mizbeach. And you leave it there. And you're not makter it till the next day. Erev Rav Chisda, Michael Amimer, according to Rav Chisda, that it's only talking about a Chatas Ha'oth that doesn't go on the Mizbeach at all. Because you can't put it on the Mizbeach. You have hold like the other opinion. That even if you put it on the Mizbeach, it's going to become possible. And you don't bring up carbon to become possible. Right? So what is he going to do? And a Metzora has to bring more than just a Chatas. He has to bring an Asham too. Where it says, Amri Shekora Vashom, it's talking where he brought the Asham. He didn't bring the Chatas before the Tomit Shal Dein Arbayim, but he already brought the Asham. Where it says, Vayika Ola, there's also an Ola. The Chitema Ola Lo Ma'akva, and if you'll tell me the Ola is not Ma'akiv the Kapara, right? The Ola you have to bring. But if you don't bring the Ola, you can still eat Korbanos. V'atanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka Omer Kishem Shechatoso Vashoma Ma'ak Vinoso Kacholoso Ma'ak Voso. Rabbi Shmuel himself holds that the Ola is Ma'akiv. If you don't bring all three Korbanos, you can't eat Kodshim. So it's not going to help just to bring the Chatos Ha'ov. You're going to have to bring the Asham and the Ola. V'chitema B'shekor V'oloso, if you'll say the same thing, okay, he's talking where he brought the Ola. He brought the Ola and the Asham. The only thing he didn't bring was the Chatos. That can't be. Right? Olasu korim lechatoso. Mi korva olasu korim lechatoso. Rishon. Has it shayach to bring the Ola before the Chatos? Not possible. The Asham you could bring before the Chatos. But you can't bring the Ola before the Chatos. But Tanya, the Hikriv is asher lechatos rishona. The Chatos always comes before the Ola. So if you didn't bring the Ola, if you didn't bring the Chatos, you surely didn't bring the Ola yet. Because the Ola has to come after the Chatos. Ma Talmud Lomer, Im Lamed Shetei Kodemis La'Ola Hari Kvar Nemar, V'Yasasheni Yase Ola Kamishpat. If it's coming just to tell me the Lechatchila, it has to be first, they already said it has to be first. Elazeb B'nei Av L'Chol Chatos, Shukodmos L'Chol Ola Sabosi Mohem. It comes to tell me that every time you bring a Chatos and an Ola, whenever somebody has to bring a Chatos and an Ola together, the Chatos has to come before the Ola. The Kaimavam, the Afilu Chatos Ha'ov, Kodemus, the Ola's Behema. Even when you're bringing a Chatos Ha'ov and an Ola's Behema, where I think the Behema should come before the Ola, no. The Chatos always comes first and then the Ola. You can't bring an Ola before the Chatos. Rashi. So therefore, if you're bringing the Chatos, that means that you didn't bring the Ola yet. So you're going to have to bring the Ola. And the Ola is Ma'akiv, you're meeting Kodshim. And what's it called? If you hold that you can be Malit, you can't be Malit on the Mizbeach, because otherwise, if you don't have to talk about the Asham that you brought it already, you could have, what's it called, not brought the Asham either. And it doesn't have to be a Chatos Ha'of, it could be a Chatos Behema. Just put it on the Mizbeach and be Makter it the next day. Elamai Rabbi Shmuel holds, you can't do that. I mean, what's it called, right. Rabbi Shmuel holds according to Rav Papa, you can't do that. Only by an Olas, only by a Chatos Ha'ov, which not Nikra on the Mizbeach, does Rabbi Shmuel hold that it's okay. So what are you going to do with the Ola? Rashi. Hacha tekom Rabbi Shmuel at mechusar kippur mitzora oni komer. Shemedi Chatos Ha'ov and echeles lekohanim ve'ein bo haktora. The essay, the Hashlama Gabe Haktorah, says this way. Ma'ala Malina Broshim is back to see the Kriv Lofni Hashem, the Chipir Aleha. L'machar Yakti Rena, L'achar Tomitz HaShachar. And the next day, you'll be Makter on the Mizbeach. But as long as you shechted it, and you brought the dam, or whatever, that's fine. You're Yotze. The lina in a poselus broshim is bayach. This man the Omer holds that lina won't passel the carbon if it's on the mizbeach all night. Kedon v'zvachim perak ha-mizbeach mekadosh, v'divrei hakol delel yerdu. The ma'aseh, once it's on the mizbeach, it doesn't go down. And you can be mocked through it the next day. I v'oiko asher mitzorah, delo asi oath. When asher mitzorah, you can't bring this an oath. Only the chatas comes as an oath by an oni, but the asher has to be an animal. And there is a haktorah. V'chitei mer asher lo ma'akev, lo garsinan. V'hechi tesek adait and lo ma'akev, hari ikar tarek lo yabov. Rashi says we don't have that gifts in the Gemara either. That there's a hard need to say the Asham is not Ma'akev. The Asham is the Iker thing that the Metzora brings. Shari Nosumi Domo Gabi Bahonos. The dam of the Asham is what's sprinkled on the thumb and big toe of the Metzora. The Chattis for Asham Pshitel on the Ma'akev Tahara Lach is Kotchen. The Chattis in the Asham for sure is Ma'akev. Chattis Kebe Asham Bioledis. Asham Shari Metal the Bahonos. There's a havamin in the Gemara, the Ola is not ma'akiv. But Rabbi Shmuel holds it is. So Rabbi Shmuel, the Shitaso, can't hold that you don't have to bring the Ola to eat karbonos. You have to bring the Ola too. So, and if you didn't bring the Chatos, you couldn't have brought the Ola already. The Ashram you could have brought. But you couldn't have brought the Ola because the Ola always comes after the Chatos. There's Hasheni. Basrei dahu kroksi b'shuas bitui. Talking by the chatas and the ola that you bring for a shvuas bitui. You made a shvua, b'sheker, so there's an asham that you bring with what's it called a chatas, ola v'yoreid, plus what's it called an ola. Memeli adin and kivin dahai sheni ola chatas urisham. It says the other one you bring as the ola, mashma the chatas, had to bring you what first. Zeh b'nei ab, habinyin hazeh b'nei hakosuv ab, the Torah in here told me a rule from this. Lilmo d'chol chatol, she yikadmu la'olos abosim, whenever you bring a chatas and an ola together, the chatas comes first, the ola comes second. The kaimelon b'zvach, and the perikol atadir, the high binyin ab, lo itzrich el l'chatas ha'of, ha'boim olos behema. K'gon yoledes ashira, shemidi olos ha'behema v'chatas ha'of. Like a yoledes ashira. She brings an olas behema and a chatas ha'ol. Still, the chatas comes before the ola. She tik takim chatas la'ola. So since the chatas always comes before the ola, you would have had to bring you couldn't have brought the ola before you brought the chatas. So, and if you have to bring the ola, then in any case, you're going to have to be malin and agave mizbeach. So then why does it have to be dafka chatas ha'ol? That Rabbi Shmuel is talking about, right? Could be talking even about a behemoth. So, what's it called? We're still stuck with that question. We'll get to the answer tomorrow.